Happy trails to you.
Well, my good friend and neighbor, this is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy. Until we talk again later on WRCO-FM Richland Center, we'll settle in for some community conversation on the morning show following a news update. It is 59 degrees right now, and time for the news, which is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, enhancing the relationships with those you love, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The airstrikes intensifying in Rafah as Israeli forces continue their offensive in the southern Gaza city, where a million people have fled since the start of the war. ABC's Britt Clinett in Tel Aviv has more on the strike over the weekend, believed to have killed at least 50.
The IDF claiming it was the fire that broke out following the strike that caused mass civilian casualties, and that they're investigating what triggered that fire. The IDF saying the strike targeted two Hamas commanders. Meanwhile, the mass exodus of the formerly safe zone continues.
The jury in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial will get the case today. The judge is expected to deliver final instructions shortly, and after that, deliberations begin. In the same courthouse where the Trump case is happening, disgraced film mogul Harvey Weinstein is scheduled to show up for a hearing, his rape conviction having been tossed out. Giant pandas are coming back to the National Zoo in Washington 6 months after three pandas were sent back to China. This is ABC News. 20 years after he was convicted for killing his pregnant wife, Lacey, Scott Peterson returns to a courtroom today trying to get a new trial.
Today is a day that Scott Peterson's attorneys with the LA Innocence Project will try to convince a judge in Redwood City to retest DNA evidence in the case and test some evidence for the first time. They want 14 items tested, including mattress clippings from a burned-out van with human blood inside that was found down the street from the Peterson home. His attorneys argue the evidence will show Scott Peterson did not commit the crime so many years ago. It's up to the judge if DNA testing moves forward. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And a major change for Major League Baseball.
With Negro League statistics now added to Major League historical record, Major League Baseball's history can be told in a broader, more complete picture.
Russ Dorsey with Yahoo Sports. This means changes to the record books, like Josh Gibson taking over the title for career batting average, passing Ty Cobb. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good morning, this is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Happy 90th birthday to my dad, Jim Nider, on June 2nd. What a guy! If you happen to see him, send him some birthday wishes. Happy birthday, Dad, from your favorite daughter at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
The old saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same, sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The bowling alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink. The Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Just call them at 649-7469. A high near 70 today with west winds at 3 to 10 miles per hour. Also tonight, mainly clear and cool with a low of 44. Blue sunny skies and comfortable conditions coming up for Thursday and a high of 73. Thursday night, partly cloudy, a low of 47. Friday, partly sunny, a 40% chance of showers later at night and a high of 76. Saturday, 76 with areas of rain likely through midday with some patches of sunshine.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Looking for a flexible job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for various positions, including front desk associates, janitorial maintenance, and more. They have openings for first, second, and third shifts, with both part-time and full-time positions available. Most positions run through October, while others extend through December, with some being summer-only roles. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and be part of a fantastic resort experience.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
On today's morning show from WRCO and WRCE, we're talking about services offered to veterans of the area, the county, and statewide as well. Karen Knock is here, Veterans Service Officer, and we're pleased to have Hugo Santiago here as well, Veterans Benefits Specialist, as we give you an update and how things are going. Karen, recently you had the Veterans Headstone Dedication, and how did that go?
Oh, it was a wonderful event. It was held on May 18th. And it was the Richland County Veterans Monument Committee raised funds, and they were able to purchase the first 28 headstones for veterans that have never had one. Those headstones are distributed across the county to different cemeteries, but we held the dedication at the Richland Center Cemetery. The weather was beautiful. The breeze was perfect, just enough to keep it cool. The honor guard was there, did the final salute, played taps. It was a great event. Ron Fruit was there and officiated, and he read a little bit about each veteran. And it was amazing to hear like some of the jobs and some of the lives of some of these Civil War veterans that have been buried in the Richland Center Cemetery that nobody's really honored before because they didn't have a headstone. So it was really interesting to hear those stories about complete strangers that you've never really heard of before.
How do they go about finding all the information on those veterans?
Loretta McCarthy and Dave Thompson. The Richland County historian, and Loretta is very involved with ancestry and genealogy, and so she was more than happy. She volunteered. She said yes, and so she got with Ron, and they put it together and collaborated on it.
Very special. I'm guessing it was a moving tribute, wasn't it?
It really was. We were very blessed to have this dedication, and like I said, the Richland Center Cemetery, the people that work for the city department, they were wonderful. They set up chairs for us and had the stone there. They even went above and beyond. I found out later they even went above and beyond and they planted flowers just for our event so that they'd be in the area when we hosted. I thought that was pretty awesome.
How nice.
Yeah.
Hugo, is it an ongoing effort to find out more names of these veterans?
Oh yes, that's never ending. I mean, we've been at it for a couple of years now, and like you mentioned, it's been It's taken a lot of different people and collaborations of different individuals to get it done between calls, emails, one-on-ones, having people go and actually verify their records at the different cemeteries. On our part, having to verify that, you know, that when they serve, where were they buried? Are they actually buried here in Richland Center? So it's been an ongoing thing. And it'll keep going because, I mean, that's one of the things that we have dedicated to make sure that every veteran is remembered.
Is it like a mystery novel sometimes, like solving a mystery sometimes?
Oh, yes. Especially after we've run across historical records of the different individuals of, you know, he lived in Ohio, then moved to Wisconsin because he wanted to keep on serving. While he has already served in Ohio, he came to Wisconsin and he wanted to serve for the Wisconsin, whatever branch it was. And so it's been fun. It's been fun.
When I hear some of those stories, too, I think about their lives would make a good book or a good movie sometimes, too, wouldn't they?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's like, what are you gonna find yourself into next space that you come across? So, yes, it has been fun and exciting.
Are efforts continuing then to purchase more headstones in the future, Karen?
Yes, we've reached the apex. We're at the halfway point. Right now, we're taking the first 28. We're waiting for some of the cemeteries to come pick up the stones. And so that's kind of where we're at. We're still confirming names. On a pretty regular basis, a cemetery will contact us. Bloom City just yesterday, and said, I have a name. I think he's a vet. And so we have to go through and we check the records, we check the state databases, we check. And if we can confirm it, then that's awesome, you know. But if we can't, then we have to give the sad face and say, I'm sorry, we need more records. Which, if the family is still around, it's entirely possible. That has happened before, that the family steps up and says, oh, I have his record right here, that we would have never been able to find, you know, if we wouldn't have had that opportunity. So we're still getting those veterans coming in. We're still finding them for these headstones, as well as just the records for the county as well.
It's pretty incredible. I think we talked about this last year, that nationwide there's a record of anybody who served, pretty much, isn't there?
Yep. You just have to know where to look. Some of the states like to keep their records just kind of to themselves, so you have to delve into that specific state and try to find their archives. And then there's others that want it to be known and document it pretty well on a national scale.
Last time you were here, we had some guests in here, some van drivers, and
yes.
It was great to hear their stories about driving the veterans around, but yeah, I think you wanted to kind of maybe expand on that a little bit today.
I had no idea the specific specs on that van that we're talking about.
They knew it.
Height, weight, length, width, we got the whole story, but Scott Saul and Larry Marshall were here. They're two of the main drivers for the DAV van, and that's a free service for anybody that can climb into the van on their own speed. You call the number, and you get a free van ride down to Madison VA or the West Clinic. And you just call and schedule it, and they'll be the drivers for you.
That's got to take a load off a lot of people's minds, isn't it?
It does, especially when they call. We've had them call the office, and they're just about in tears, stressed, because they have no idea what they're going to do because they have to get down for this appointment. And then we're able to give them this phone number, and you can just, the anxiety just rolls off, and you can hear the relief in their voice. That's a really wonderful feeling. And they always know that it's there. This is a reliable service that they don't have to worry about, not being able to get it.
And I think they schedule the appointments, Hugo, like on certain days, don't they, for the veterans to go to?
Yes, mainly Tuesdays and Thursdays are the preferred dates. There's been occasions but that's one in a few. But yeah, they stick to Tuesdays and Thursdays.
And that's a service that I'm guessing there are some veterans out there that didn't even know existed, isn't it?
Yes, and you know, that's one of the things that we try to put out there, because yes, that's one of the things that we run across very often, that people are not aware that there is a service for the county to take them, give them that ride out down to Madison.
And they pick them up in the various towns and villages in the county, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. So they just have to get there and...
Yep, and the drivers will take it from there.
Yeah, and any kind of weather, too, it sounds like.
Yes, so. Yes. What? It's I haven't heard of a single day that has been canceled because of weather. So the only reasons that that they have ever canceled a trip was because the actual hospital was closed or for that day, but other than that, yeah.
Clinic closed it down. Yeah, mm-hmm. Could you use more help with the vans? Are you always looking for people to step up and drive, or are you pretty well set with that?
I know that they mentioned this last time that we were here in the office that they were looking for one or two more drivers. I think that they're hoping to be able to cover every day of the week. And so I know that there's three now, and I think they were looking for one or two more. You know, these guys like to go fishing on, you know, certain days, and they want to enjoy what they're doing. So I think just every once in a while, you know, they're looking for just a little bit of a relief. And so I think they're still looking for one or two more.
If people need the services, then they contact your office then? Is that how they book it?
There's a phone number directly down to Madison.
Oh.
It's how to schedule it. And that's the DAV office right in the Madison VA, and that's 608-280-7019, and they just have to set it up.
One of the headlines here that you've given me, Hugo, veteran trust in the VA has increased 25% since 2016. I think you got to be pretty happy about that.
Oh, everybody is, because, you know, that also reflects on the job that we do. The reason why this increase, you know, has taken place is because, you know, now they see that, well, people didn't know things, and we are here providing them with the assistance to get things done, giving them, you know, giving them the knowledge in regards to what type of benefits are there that they qualify for, and make it understand that, you know, these are benefits that are earned. They're just not given. I mean, they earned it. They did their thing. So it's time for them to, you know, get them. So, yes, it has increased, you know, at the same time, it's increased the foot traffic into our office, you know, because people want to get things done.
Yeah, I think that we've heard some better things in the news lately about health care for veterans and things like that, haven't we?
Yes, yes. Between the PAC that opened the door, especially for a lot of Vietnam vets and for different things that, you know, they have been fighting for during the years, and it just opened it up for them. So it's been great. And, you know, we love having the veterans come over to our office. So, I mean, that's what we're there for, so...
Indeed. Talk about some of the veterans, Karen. There are probably some benefits that veterans and those of us in the public don't even know exist.
It's very, I don't know how to say that. It's very individualized. We look at the DD-214, and based on your honorable discharge, we're able to ask more specific pointed questions to those veterans to see what they could be qualified for. It's very individualized. One veteran cannot compare what they get for benefits to another veteran. There's just no way to do that. So, but yeah, like Hugo said, and we are very blessed here where we are because Madison, Wisconsin VA is rated in the top five in the entire country. That is outrageously cool. I mean, it seriously is very, very beneficial to our veterans. But the overall rating is the trust in the VA based on different benefits and services is 80% out of 100, 80%. And that's for a wide variety of services to include healthcare, disability compensation, memorial affairs, GI Bill, home loans, etc. So again, there's so many different benefits out there that each individual person could be eligible for, but we don't know until they come in and sit down with us. It's really hard when somebody calls on the phone and says, "Hey, what am I eligible for? I need you to come in and sit down with me so I can be, you know, so we make sure not to miss anything." So,
what does it depend on, Karen? Is it number of years in the military? What goes into it to figure out what you qualify for?
We had a gentleman that got off the bus at basic training and stubbed his toe. He's eligible. We have another one that was diagnosed with a brain tumor during AIT. He's eligible. We have another one that served on board an air carrier in the Navy, and he had hearing loss just based on his MOS or his job in the service. There's no one right answer to that question. Every single person is different. I drove bulldozers for 20 years. I have hearing aids, and I'm okay to admit that. So I'm just like each individual person. Everybody else that didn't serve, I mean, like I said, the guy that got on the bus, he served for a total of 3.5 days, and he's eligible, where nobody else under those circumstances would be eligible. It's so individualized that you really just can't bulk it.
And having served at any time, right, not just during a conflict time, you're eligible for benefits.
During peacetime, yes.
During peacetime. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so good to know. Let's talk about some common types of disabilities that come across.
Yep. So hearing loss is a big one. Almost every single branch of service, based on your MOS, MOS means your military occupation. Based on your MOS, a large majority of veterans are eligible for hearing loss just based off that. Hearing loss is a disability by the VA, and it's something that never grows back. If you have hearing loss, tinnitus, hearing loss, and tinnitus, that is something that is going to continually get worse your entire life. So it may be 50 years later, but that hearing loss started during service based on your MOS. And we can ask for that as a common, that's a pretty common disability that we often apply for, help the veterans to apply for. And again, if you were diagnosed with anything during service. So if you were diagnosed with sleep apnea during service, so it's not directly because of service, the service didn't cause it, but you were diagnosed during service, we can ask for that as a disability as well. And then again, any documented injuries. If you got hit in the jaw with a bar, you know, on accident, if you lost part of a finger, that's documented, and we can ask for that as a disability because it happened during service, based on service, because of service.
What about post-service then? When you get out in the world, I mean, a lot of things are covered there as well, right?
Correct. There are, like, your exposure to burn pits, your exposure to Agent Orange, your exposure to asbestos, mesothelioma off of Navy ships, those are all after service, that those things come out and show themselves. There are a couple that, there are some that you have to prove that they started within a year after leaving service, but that's not exposure. That's just for, like, ALS is a perfect example, for things like that. But the big ones, the Vietnam presumptives and burn pits, Persian Gulf, atomic ionizing radiation, if you served aboard a nuclear submarine, things like that, those conditions will come out after. And so that's pretty easy to apply for. You have to prove the diagnosis. If you come into my office and you say, I have asthma because of the burn pits I experienced in Iraq. I say, okay, and you've been diagnosed. And the veteran says, well, no, we need to send you back to the doctor so we can get that official diagnosis. That's really the most important. You have to prove you were there at the time, that you were exposed, and then you have to have a current diagnosis that affects you.
Some things could lie dormant, as you mentioned, for 55 years or so.
We had a World War II vet that was healthy his entire life, and at 80 was diagnosed with cancer. It did not come out until he was 80 years old. So it lied dormant for 60 years before it hit him.
We see things, Hugo, on TV as well. The Camp Lejeune thing comes to mind. We saw that ad lots and lots and lots. If you were exposed to the groundwater or whatever, that one was kind of the ones I think of top of my head.
Well, the Camp Lejeune has been going on for years. It's just that, they're getting it out there, trying to make it, so veterans actually go seek the help that they actually need. And especially when the camp lejeune is not just only for the veteran, it also affects their dependents. So if they fall on those categories, and you know, it's because people lack the information, they don't go in, you know, it's, feel free, come to our office. We'll sit down with you and go through what you can and can't do, and make sure that you actually get what you need. And yes, with the Camp Lejeune, yes, it's one thing that, you know, especially because it affects a lot of Marines. The Marines are really proud, so we just come over. We'll help you out with it.
Are there any others like that have been in the news recently?
Well,
nationwide.
Well, besides the Camp Lejeune, it's the main one has been the PACTAT. The PACTAT, you know, was the one that started the ball rolling in the past few years, because, like I mentioned before, it opened the door for a lot of Vietnam vets because of the presumptives associated to Agent Orange. So. That has been one of the big ones, and, you know, at Camp Lejeune. And those are the ones that, you know, we tried to hit up front, but, you know, like she just mentioned before, everybody's different. So we treat everybody as, you know, well, we forget about Joe, and we're going to talk about Larry now, okay? So... Mm-hmm. So everybody is on a one-on-one situation. So,
yeah, it's like a lot of things. You know, somebody was exposed to Agent Orange, maybe never has any symptoms their entire life, and somebody else
That is correct.
Just riddled. So,
yep.
Yeah. But you offer the explanations, and people stop by to kind of make it a little clearer.
Yes. And, you know, it's... So it's always the lack of information, you know, it's, you know, that's why we sit down with them and explain to them, you know, this is what happens. This is what you can, these are the things that can be associated. You might have additional illnesses that, you know, are also attributed to it, but you still haven't got them diagnosed. So that's where, you know, we send them back, hey, we need you to get your doctor to say yes or no, this is service connect due to Agent Orange. So, yeah.
Rumors sometimes are the worst, too, where, you know, maybe vets are talking amongst themselves and saying,
oh,
I heard.
Oh, and that's one of the things we preach a lot. A lot of people, it's like, everybody's different. Not everybody's the same. But everybody feels that because, you know, that one got 100%, I should get 100%. It's not that way.
It's got to come and check it out, don't
yep.
you?
Yeah. Yes.
Karen, did you have something you wanted to add?
Well... I know that Hugo mentioned the PACT Act. The thing with the PACT Act is how it affected Vietnam veterans. It added three more conditions to the presumptive list, and it expanded the area that the Agent Orange was. So back in 2016-17, I was having veterans come in saying that they were exposed to Agent Orange while they were in Thailand, and the VA was just denying them straight out. You had to put in an application for an appeal, and it just turned into like a seven-year mess sometimes. Well, they expanded, so it's not just Vietnam anymore. It's also the waters off of Vietnam and Cambodia, Thailand, any of the bases in Thailand, Laos, Cambodia at Mimut or Krek, Kampong Chang province, and Guam or the American Samoa territorial waters off Guam or American Samoa. So a lot of those they're really expanded on, and they've opened them up. So if you've ever been denied one of those claims in the past, please come back and see us, because we can file for an appeal on you.
Good information. We'll be back with more on the morning show as well. Hugo Santiago is here, along with Karen Nock, talking about all the services for veterans here in Richland County.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, The Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and health care needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Hi, my name is Ryan Lemke, RCHS co-principal. As a community, we support our high school athletes and want them to be the best on game day. Did you know that one night of binge drinking can diminish 2 weeks of athletic training? 90% of adults who develop an addiction to alcohol started in their teens. You can play a role in their athletic success by encouraging that one choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Incredible savings on all in-stock appliances now during the Memorial Day sale at Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. May is Maytag Month, and now through May 31st at Krogan's, all in-stock appliances can be had at tremendous savings. Whether you're in the market for a new refrigerator, stove, dishwasher, or washer and dryer, Krogan's has you covered with the best deals in town. Visit Krogan's in Boscobel today and take advantage of the Memorial Day sale specials before they're gone. Hurry, sale ends May 31st. Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. The best prices, the best service, and the best value.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you suffering from neck or back pain, headaches, or had an injury? Maybe it's time to take control of your health and quality of life. Our experienced staff, Dr. Michael Murphy and Dr. Tracy Peterson, specialize in natural, drug-free solutions to help relieve pain and restore mobility. We also offer federal medical exams for CDL drivers. Call us at the Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, where pain ends and healing begins.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And I was about to lose homeowners insurance as well. I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us. Operation Homefront, they've really been a blessing.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
First, they said cigarettes were safe. We know how that turned out. Now, they say they didn't market e-cigarettes to teens. Fact, more than 1 in 4 high school students are vaping, and 80% say their first e-cigarette was flavored. Vaping is harmful to developing brains. The reason we think vaping is safe? Marketing. Same lies, different day. Tell Big Vape to quit lying.
On our morning show from WRCO and WRCE, we're talking about the services that are offered to veterans, and we're here with Karen Nock and Hugo Santiago joining us in the studio. Karen, you guys hit a home run for weather for Memorial Day services on Monday, didn't you?
It was beautiful. Marge Freeman, she's the VFW commander. She put together the entire event. It was held at the pavilion this year. It was a gorgeous day. It was so, the whole event was beautiful. It really was. The weather was perfect. Couldn't ask for better.
Had I predicted, though, I would have thought, they're moving to the high school. I mean, the night before, it seemed like that's what was going to happen.
That's exactly what I said. I was looking out the window going, ooh, I think we're going to the high school. But Mother Nature pulled it off and let us have that good day. So.
Indeed. It sounds like services will go back to where they were next year, you know, in the cemetery. That's the plan anyway.
I think it was moved because of the potential road construction, just
right.
Depending on weather and how far along they were at that time. Yeah, I would assume they go back, mm-hmm. But that's a question for March.
That's a year off, too.
So. Yes.
But in terms of that, you always have a run on flag holders around that time, don't you?
Yes. So our office will give flag holders to veterans that have passed away. One time, the first one is free, and it's in our office, and they're really, really, before Memorial Day, around Memorial Day, that's when people really start coming in to claim them. And so we have a shortage in the office after last weekend. So Civil War, World War II, and Vietnam were completely out of. I've got a couple Korean, a couple of World War I's. But besides that, it's going to take us some months to get our stock back up. So
I see. So then you're back ordered. If somebody didn't get one, they can come back, check back later then?
Oh, correct. Yes. Closer to Veterans Day would probably be a better time for us. Hopefully we have all of them in by then. Like I said, we have quite the shortage right now, so we're hoping to get that stock built back up.
Can you come back for more, like if something happens to one of the flag holders?
It's the first one is issued for free by the county, and then additional ones, if they've already been issued one, either the family or the cemetery. Lawnmowers are the arch nemesis of flag holders, so a lot of times the cemetery will cover those costs if they've accidentally taken one out. If they've been moved, we've discovered that happens a lot, where one ends up laying down and they're not sure where it goes, so they just kind of stick it somewhere else. So we do have cemeteries that kind of go around and move them back to where they were originally. So if for some reason you visit a headstone and you notice the flag holder's not there, the first would be to contact the cemetery to see if maybe it got moved or if they weren't sure where it went, so they just picked it up and kept it. And then we have brochures in our office if you'd like to purchase from the same people that we purchase from. But yes, the first one is issued for free, but the second one is not.
Mm-hmm. Well, those are pretty special to have, that's for sure.
Yes.
You bet. In terms of questions in the office, lately there's been a mailer, Hugo, the mandatory dependent status forms. What can you tell us about that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we just had a case with one of our veterans yesterday that just received that piece of mail and just discarded it without actually paying attention to it and actually taking action on what she needed to do, which would have been just filling out a form and sending it in. But that ended up costing them monetary benefits because they did not send that piece of that form back to the VA. So we also encourage a lot of our veterans that if you get a piece of mail and you're not sure, give us a call. And just don't discard it. There are some mails out there that, yes, they're just scam. But if it's specifically addressed from the VA, always take a look at it regardless of what you might think it is, because it can be costly.
I'm sure that people, you've probably solved a lot of scam problems before, haven't you?
Oh, yes. What was it? My I'm 21. There was a lot of mail out there. People trying to, because of the PACT Act, you had a lot of different quote-unquote lawyers and organizations that, come to us, we'll take care and get your money. No, yeah, they were trying to get their money. So, yes. But like I said, you know, if you're in doubt, just give us a call, and we're gladly verify whether it's legit or not.
For the person that accidentally threw it away, is there a way to recoup those funds that you lost?
Yes. But it's going to be a fight. So, because But you just got to state your case, and it'll take some time, but eventually they'll be able to recoup.
This is probably a silly question, but what is a mandatory dependent status form?
It's basically, the VA already knew that you had some dependents, but let's say that you divorce. And now, instead of, you had three children, but now, let's say that you're no longer the guardian of them kids, so they're not your dependents. So that's a change in your dependency status, or pass away, things like that of that nature. It's just a verification that your dependents are still there, and they're living under your roof and under your care. And that's the main thing with that form.
Another thing, if they turn 18 or out of school, I suppose.
Well, one of the things, I even went through that with my own daughter. She was turning 18, but she was continuing to college, and she's getting my support, so she's still my dependent. So that's telling her the AA. I got my an adult as my dependent for the next following years while they're going to school. So that's another reason, for that verification.
Karen, we wanted to talk about some other things and some common terms and common types of disability, I think, as well, didn't we?
Yeah. So the first thing we wanted to talk about was the NCA, which stands for the National Cemetery Administration. So what the NCA does is they're the ones that provide the burial flags. We put in applications for the burial flags. They're also the ones for the the bronze plaques on the headstones. So when we apply for presidential memorial certificates, anything like that, that's who we would apply to. So the VHA, the Veterans Health Administration, they're the ones that are actually hands-on doctors. They are the healthcare portion of the VA. They are the hospitals, they're the clinics. They're the ones that actually do where you would go to get the prescriptions and the health care. Now, the VBA is completely separate entity. They take care of the disability claims, pensions, compensation. They're the ones that you would go through for that. These different administrations will not talk to each other unless we tell them to talk to each other. So, if you go, a lot of people get the VHA and the VBA. So if the health administration has diagnosed you with something, doesn't necessarily mean you're automatically going to get that disability rating. So we have to fill out some paperwork to the VBA, and we have to tell them, I have this diagnosis, and it's by this VA facility. So the VBA will then go and pull those health records. Only when we tell them where to look. So just because you get a disability from that your doctor tells you you've been diagnosed with, we need to do some paperwork after that so we can make sure that you're getting that disability rating that you should be getting.
So people, can they sign up for these services on their own? Or is it, do they need to come to your office first then?
They can sign up for anything, if they know where to look. It's all available online. Basically, we just help in any way. We have veterans that come in that want to fill the paperwork out themselves, and they just ask us a couple of questions, and they're out the door. And we have some that we help from the very, very beginning to the very, very end and beyond, as far as the next of kin goes and following up with any benefits that they may be eligible for based on their veterans passing. So we can help as little or as much as you see fit.
It just sounds like a lot of hoops to jump through sometimes, I'm guessing.
We're really good with jump rope.
I bet you
we
are.
We can jump rope with the best of them. So, the VA has its own math. They have their own language. They have their own English. They have their own science. We're just kind of fluent in VA. And a lot of people that their verbiage is very confusing to a lot of people, and we understand that. So we just want to make sure that we're helping them and making it a little bit easier for them.
Excuse me, miss, I speak VA, right?
Yes.
Something like that.
I'm fluent.
I'm fluent in VA. What's the number one question, Hugo, that your office gets, like, day in and day out?
What am I entitled to?
Uh-huh.
That's the main thing. And like we explained before, not everybody is not, there's not a cookie cutter. So, we just ask us, like, why don't you make an appointment and come to our office so we can sit down and, you know, go over what you are entitled to. And I keep saying entitled because, you know, it's benefits that they earn. So if it's there, we will get it. We will jump rope and try to get it for them.
Mm-hmm. What they're entitled to. So
correct.
That's awesome. We're lucky to have you in the county, that's for sure. Anything else you'd like to add, Karen?
Just wanted to go over a little bit of genetics versus presumptives.
Okay.
If you were exposed to Agent Orange and you are diagnosed with a condition, a cancer or an illness that's on the presumptive list, even if your entire family has it, and you've ever been told that you don't qualify because it's genetically passed down, that is not true. If you've ever been told no, please come see us and let us see if that still applies or if it ever applied. And let's just, even if you've ever been told no in the past, come see us again, because things change on a daily basis in the VA. And so you just don't know. So we encourage veterans to come into the office at least once a year to just kind of check in and see if they're eligible for anything else or if anything has happened in the system. So,
yeah, just as you mentioned earlier with, you know, the water and things like that, maybe they expand, you know, where they recognize that and things like that.
Yeah,
now.
There's a Air Force Base Fort Ord out in California that had some serious groundwater issues, and they're coming out with all these different cancers and these different health conditions that they're linking with Fort Ord. Now, the VA and the DOD have not come forward officially calling those VA-related, service-related connections, but it is in the works. And so if you ever served at Fort Ord, California, it's coming. That's something that you should be reading up on now to see if you have any of the conditions that are linked. Just things like that, you know. Like I said, things are always changing, always changing. On May 16th, the VA was named as one of the top 10 fastest rising research institutions in North America. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
That top 10 of research institutions. All that's going to do is benefit veterans. That's going to do nothing but make the benefits and health care better. So,
yeah, from a layperson's term, you know, you kind of think about VA just, you know, helping them, not necessarily research. I mean, I guess that kind of surprises me.
It does. It's extremely. But if you look at all the different presumptives they come up with and all the different things that that they're doing and all the different conditions that they're now saying, hey, yes, we admit it. How many years did the VA not admit, you know, the Department of Defense for these medical conditions? And now they're being honest. So it's a wonderful time to be in the VA healthcare system.
You still have some World War II vets that you serve? Must be, you know, fewer and fewer, I guess.
Yeah, fewer and fewer. I don't know. I think we got about four or five still in the county.
Known. Correct.
Known. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then probably the biggest group that you serve is Vietnam, the number of years that went on. So.
Yep. Vietnam, but we're also getting quite a few Persian Gulf that are starting to come in because they've really expanded on their benefits too. So so Vietnam forward is mostly what we're seeing. Well, I shouldn't say that. We see some Korea.
Mm-hmm.
We see Korea come in too. So.
Yeah. So any questions about anything we've talked about today, they should contact your office then.
Yep. 608-647-6101. And that line goes directly to me or Hugo.
Okay. Well, keep us posted. Anything we can put on, let us know then. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to see you again, Hugo.
Likewise.
You bet. Hugo Santiago and Karen Nock. Stop by and see them at the Richland County Veterans Services Office here in Richland Center.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new White Hazelnut Bark Coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Picture an early morning, and you're behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator XUV. You're towing up to 4,000 pounds of hay to make the most of every haul, and gliding over rough terrain thanks to the heavy-duty independent suspension beneath you. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Salama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find them online at hillsboroequipment.com.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
As our morning show continues, in just a moment, we'll have an update. In fact, Joanne Krulatz had a chance to talk about an upcoming entrepreneurial session that you can still be a part of, and that's coming up next on The Morning Show.
I'm Joanne Krulatz here today with Kate Koziel, Economic Development Specialist from Southwestern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. And she is here today to talk about a very special event that's going to be happening. And it's about entrepreneurship. And it's the first in the state. While it is the first in the state, it's not something new, is it?
No, it's been demonstrated to be very successful in Minnesota and Michigan, but the Connecting Entrepreneurial Communities Conference in Wisconsin will be debuting for the very first time on May 30th and 31st in Platteville, and everyone's welcome.
How did this come about?
Well, there was an opportunity that was presented by the UW Extension on a program that was funded by the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation to sponsor additional educational programming for entrepreneurial development. So reaching out to communities all across the state, it was a competitive bid, and Platteville and the entire Southwest Wisconsin team joined together to win it, to bring it to the Driftless and showcase all the many assets and valuable entrepreneurial businesses we have.
I think what's important is, though, even though it's in Platteville, it covers all of Southwest Wisconsin, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. It's really a Driftless-wide base of presenters that are going to be coming together. We have 50 speakers, 4 keynotes, extends over 2 days, and we're pulling people from as high up as Cashton and over to Minnesota even to get the best practices to help our local communities learn more about how to embrace and grow their communities through entrepreneurial development and to showcase sort of the many talented businesses we have here.
Who is this conference actually for?
Mm-hmm. So I would recommend anyone who has any role within local government, whether you're the town clerk or you're the mayor, to come and check this conference out, because you're going to learn key tactics on how to be more friendly and supportive of entrepreneurial businesses, and how do you actually, you know, help your community grow by diversifying how you reach out to these businesses, how do you support your current local businesses, how do you welcome new communities into the region, and really, you know, one of our key sectors is the agricultural businesses, so how do we help support those communities as well?
Now, this is a
two-day event, isn't it?
That's correct. It's a two-day event. There's actually a welcome reception the evening of the 29th. That's Wednesday, May 29th. But the meat of it kicks off Thursday morning, May 30th, in Platteville at City Hall, and then continues on until the Friday afternoon, where we'll send everyone at the conference off with a lovely brown bag lunch and a map of some of the many rich resources we have so that people can go out and explore the Driftless firsthand.
Now, I see it says you have 16 sessions. That's quite a few sessions. Can you kind of tell me about some of those?
Right. Well, one of the sessions that we're going to have features a local celeb. Jason Glassbrenner is going to do economic development strategy, roles, and tactics. And he has just done such great work here in Richland Center regarding, you know, helping the community move forward and targeting new projects. But that's just one of the many sessions. Other sessions include a panel of agripreneurs. So that's all the way from Footjoy Farm and Brewing. What are they doing? Driftless Curiosity up by Viola. We've got Vesperman Farms out of Lancaster and Sarah Lloyd, who does rotational grazing with Grasslands 2.0. All just discussing sort of different kind of agro businesses that are taking place. If you want to start an incubator, there's going to be a panel on incubators. There's going to be panels on local food systems. We've got the agenda up and available. You can take a look at it in detail, but really there's a little something for everything for local community member leaders, for economic developers, and for the general public who's interested in either starting a business, launching a business, or growing their current business.
Now, you mentioned, you know, you're going to have these sessions, so of course people are going to be sitting in listening to these sessions, but there's also a way to go and get out and about, isn't there?
There really is. So unlike a conference that you might have been to in the past where you go to a large convention center and you sit and you hang out there for a good chunk of the day, we actually are setting this on Main Street in Platteville. So you're going to start at City Hall, and then your first session might be over at the movie theater, at the Platteville Public Library. You could be over at the Roundtree Gallery. You'll get out and about and actually move through the community as you're learning about how to make a more robust community. And we've built in half an hour travel times, so you have a minute to stop and get a coffee at Badger Brothers or go into one of the shops. We want you to really to explore the community as you're learning about how to further develop your community.
And besides, you know, getting this information, you have resources available to those that attend, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you'll be getting great handouts. We're going to be videotaping and audio taping the sessions. So that'll be sort of available long-term for long-term reference. We also have the Driftless Getaway Guide, which has been created to really showcase all the many secrets and wonders and businesses and historic sites and fun places to go, you know, all across the Southwest Wisconsin region. And they'll be getting maps and guides that are just going to be rolling out specially for this event.
And some of those maps and guides aren't just meant for them, are they?
No, we're gonna have them available long term. And the maps and guides, it's sort of like if your cousin wrote a guide for you, and it's going to take you to a really great cheese store where you know you've got to get the Colby because that's the best there, and take you to a local tavern, maybe to great local resources like check out the Boas Mastodon or head out and see the 80 German Warehouse. There's so many resources that are maybe under-recognized. And so these maps are going to be available at local businesses. They'll be available online on the Discover the Region tab of ProsperitySouthwest.com. So they're already there. You can take a sneak peek.
And what is the ultimate goal of those pamphlets and maps?
Well, it's a two-prong approach. So we showcase all the region for about 22 pages of this nice, glossy 8.5x11 magazine. And then the last two pages are the hook, which is the try it through tourism and then buy it through economic development. Those last two pages suggest to people to try maybe moving here, bringing your business here, starting a business here. It's the economic development push that once we get them hooked on the great food, the great community events. Maybe they'll bring their families, their businesses, their tax dollars, their school-age kids to resettle here in the region and help out with some workforce constraints.
Now, if someone's interested in attending the conference, how do they go about doing that?
So the best way to go about doing that is probably just Google UWEX-CEC Conference. So that's University of Wisconsin Extension Connecting Entrepreneurials Conference. And that'll take you right to a UWEX site where you can look at the agenda, you can read more about it. You can also go to the prosperitysouthwest.com site and learn more about it through the very front page. There's a news item there.
And is there a cost?
There is. There's an $80 registration, and that includes, you'll actually eat more food than $80. So it's, you know, a nice light breakfast. There's going to be lunch all around town. There's an evening event at the Mining Museum where you can tour a real mine, listen to live music, sit outside.